live from
Hello and welcome to Rugged Raw, your Raw Recap Show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live. The number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. I'm Chris Fox, and I'll be your host on this week's episode. Tonight we have on our panel from Hell in Cell Talk Radio at HIACtalkradio.com, the Dean of Credibility, Dean Dixon. Hello, Dean. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me on once again on the VOC Nation.
Anytime. And we have from in the room here on VOC Nation, we have Derek McDonald. How are you doing tonight, Derek?
I'm doing great, and we have a decent Raw to talk about this Monday, so I'm doing even better. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. Yes, we had some events happen on tonight's Raw. The big news coming out tonight's Raw is that we have the opponent for Cena at SummerSlam. We have Brock Lesnar. Dean, how are you feeling about Brock Lesnar versus Cena for round two?
I love Brock Lesnar. I love Paul Heyman. I love them together, and I can't wait to see Brock Lesnar walk away at SummerSlam with the title. That's what I'm looking forward to. I think it's going to be a great thing, and I think it's going to boost network sales, which are kind of lagging right now. So it's all, and it's a cliche at this point, but it's all best for business.
I agree. I just hope that Cena is willing to donate his body for the match again, like last time at that Extreme Rules from a few years ago. So, Derek, how are you feeling about this matchup?
I love Brock Lesnar. Me and Dean have waxed poetically about him to each other before in the past. I love everything about the guy. Of course, I'm a big UFC fan. When his music hits, I read somewhere, somebody wrote one time, when Brock Lesnar music hits that first guitar riff, it's like hearing a lion roar. You know, he knows about to be an animal attack, and the whole mood in the arena changes when his music comes on, and I'm excited. Like you said, I hope Cena's ready to put his body on the line and get tossed around, because if he is, then they can have another great match.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that first matchup when Brock came back, that match was just brutal. That was probably my favorite match that year. The matches afterwards with Triple H and CM Punk, while they were good, especially the CM Punk ones. Yeah, I just like seeing the guy just go out there and just get the crap beat out of him. But that's what we have for SummerSlam coming up. The show opened up with Triple H coming out, and he said that he was going to have to decide on who was going to face John Cena at SummerSlam. We had Orton and Kane versus Roman Reigns. It looks like they're going to be setting up Orton versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. Personally, I can't remember the last time I was into an Orton match or look forward to one in particular. But Dean, how are you feeling about Roman Reigns and Randy Orton at SummerSlam?
It depends how it's used. If it's used to build up Roman Reigns to get him a quality win over someone, because Orton's been around for a while, he's obviously a veteran in that WWE locker room. He's been through a lot. He's gotten through a lot. Former multi-time champion. So if it's used to build up Roman Reigns properly, unlike Chris Jericho and Bray Wyatt right now, which is very odd, but I'm sure we'll get into that as well. But as long as it's used to build up Roman Reigns, I think it's a great feud.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be a step up for Roman Reigns. I firmly believe that he's just going to get a win over Orton, so that should help keep building him up. So hopefully he'll have a big WrestleMania moment next year. Derek, how are you feeling about Roman Reigns versus Orton?
I like Roman Reigns, and I like Randy Orton. I know some people call him boring, and he can be. But I think this match comes down to if Orton brings his A game, which he doesn't always bring, if he brings his A game, and, you know, they're going to have the crowd behind them because people love Reigns. If he brings his A game to that match and the crowd is going crazy, I think it'll be probably Reigns' biggest win to date other than winning the Battle Royal. So hopefully Orton brings his working shoes, and if he does, I think they'll have a great match. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think they're going to do their best to make Roman look as good as possible. Let's see what else we had going on. We had Nikki Bella versus we had a 4-on-1 handicap match. We had a little bit going on in this segment here. We got the Brie Bella Stephanie McMahon feud is continuing. I guess we can talk about all this, the Stephanie Brie stuff in this part right here. But anyway, Brie called her a bitch, called her a vindictive bitch. Stephanie slapped her. And then later on in the show, we had Stephanie getting arrested, which I enjoyed the segment. It kind of drug on a little long, but I dug the Stephanie, you know, crying and saying, like, she's scared. She doesn't want to get arrested and all this. Derek, how did you feel about this segment with Stephanie getting arrested?
A couple years ago, I couldn't stand Stephanie. I thought she was boring and bland, like her mom as a character. But something happened, and she's evolving into a pretty decent character, like almost like she's pulling some of her dad from the late 90s to the point where I've enjoyed Stephanie's stuff. And this was good. Like you said, the way she reacted and, you know, apologizing and all these things, it was cool. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm starting to enjoy Stephanie as a character. She's gotten way better since, you know, when she was running SmackDown all those years ago.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. This was Stephanie getting some comeuppance. I mean, it's more of a comeuppance than she got when she got thrown into that mud pool or whatever it was with Vicky. So, but I enjoyed this. I'm guessing they're going to have maybe Stephanie needs Brie to get rehired so she can get her hands on her legally, maybe. Dean, how are you feeling? Do you think that's the plan, maybe?
Yeah, it's probably going to go to some type of match between either Nikki or Brie at SummerSlam. Now, as far as getting there, I don't think they had to go this long, convoluted route to get there. When in doubt, WWE always puts either, at this point, Triple H and Stephanie on TV. In the older days, it was Vince and Shane. So it's one of those things when ratings are starting to slag, they think that the McMahons bring back up the ratings, and it's kind of a tired thing at this point. I don't think enough people care really about the Bellas to dignify that much time that they're putting into this. And that's just my feelings. I mean, perhaps there's a bigger following with whatever that show is on E. What is that? Divas something?
Total Divas.
That's it. See, you can tell I watch that religiously. But cool. You know, there's probably fans from there that are invested in it. I'm not sure. I don't know what the demographic is of that. So it's something that I don't necessarily care about. And I think that there was too much TV time for it, in my view.
What I find funny is that they'll acknowledge some things from Total Divas and other things they ignore. Like Nikki Bella, she's the girlfriend of John Cena, and even though she's been put in all these handicap matches every week and just been mistreated, John Cena is nowhere to be found, and he's just like this ultimate shitty boyfriend. So I guess we're supposed to not acknowledge that they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're not a couple, I guess, on TV. So
yeah, that's what it seems. They acknowledged it at the Hall of Fame. They were together at the Hall of Fame. They've been together outside of just Total Divas, but I don't know. Well, he legit wasn't there tonight. He was somewhere filming something.
That's true.
So yeah. He legit wasn't there for tonight, but I get the point, though, of he really does look like a bad boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true. We had no John Cena tonight. Let's see what else we had. Well, we had Bo Dallas versus Damian Sandow. Damian Sandow is dressed up as LeBron James this week. I'm still not sure where this is all going with Damian Sandow, but I guess it's something for him to do since they have no desire to push him as a serious contender or whatever. Derek, how'd you feel about this Bo Dallas Sandow match?
I'm pretty sure I'm in the minority, but I love Bo Dallas. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the cheesy smile or, you know, the all white boots with the all white trunks. Something about Bo Dallas I like. Whenever he's on my television, I laugh sometimes. It was a nothing match. I know people think Damian Sandow is getting buried, because people love to throw that word around, but he's on television every week and he's on pretty much every show, so somebody somewhere likes the guy. But anytime Bo Dallas is on my television, it's funny. So it was an all right segment.
I'm with you. I like Bo Dallas too. I think we talked about this before, where he won me over in that NXT segment where he's running from the cops. I enjoy that. Even what you were talking about is goofy look, and Damian Sandow even made a mention of his creepy, goofy grin that he always has. Dean, how do you feel about Bo Dallas and Damian Sandow as the new comedy character?
Before we get to the match tonight, I do want to say I thought Bo Dallas was going to win the Intercontinental title. I thought it was the time to pull the trigger on him. I don't think The Miz really needed a title. I don't know what they're going to do with The Miz. Maybe it's a unification. That's the rumors. With Sheamus at SummerSlam, I don't know. At this point, it looks like Ziggler, though. That was the early rumors, but now it looks more like they're going to go with Ziggler. I thought they were going to pull the trigger on Bo Dallas. Even though I don't like the guy, I thought it would have been the perfect place for him to win that title last night in that Battle Royal. Because it's a Battle Royal situation, he didn't have to really go over on anybody. He could have won kind of how The Miz won. It would have made a lot more sense to me if it was Bo Dallas in that spot rather than The Miz. That all said, the match... Damian Sandow, too. I don't necessarily call it a burial. I just wish that he was taken seriously, because he is so good on the mic. He is so good as a worker. And it seems like such a waste when you see him in this role that he currently is. I guess they need another Santino at this point. So that's why they're going that route. But I hope for more from both of these guys. Even though I don't really like Bo Dallas as he stands now, I think there's a lot of potential for that character down the road.
Yeah, you mentioned Santino. Since Santino's retired now, or is no longer around, so maybe, I guess, Damian Sandow has inherited his comedy role on the TV show. But you're talking about the title tournament or the Battle Royal last night. Miz surprised me. I forgot all about him being on the outside. But Ziggler won tonight. He got a win on Miz. So it looks like I'm already forgetting. Is Miz the Intercontinental or the U.S. champion? I'm kind of confused.
Oh,
that's right, because he wore the white suit and everything, had the white belt. But the curse of the mid-card title has already started. He's already won the mid-card title, and he's already losing. So it seems like those belts are not helping anybody, but maybe we'll get a unification unification soon. Derek, how you feel? Would you be for a unification of if say Miz versus Sheamus at SummerSlam? Because they did have kind of a feud going on.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I thought Bo Dallas should have won the Battle Royal also. As soon as he was eliminated, I thought, okay, well, Sheamus is going to win. They're going to unify these titles and get it over with. Hopefully this is what it's leading to with him and Sheamus. I think Sheamus is another guy who's really good in the ring, but his character's kind of stale, and then he's getting wasted by just being the guy who faces another guy every night, every week on Raw and SmackDown. But hopefully they unify these titles down the line, and hopefully that's why they gave it to the Miz, because I couldn't see any other reason for putting the title on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, hopefully we'll get a unification soon. But we're 15 till the hour. We're going to go ahead and take our break. When we return, we'll talk about the main event. We'll talk about, was there a main event? We'll talk about Cesaro. We'll talk about Xavier Woods and the possible reunion of, or the possible return of the Nation of Domination. But we'll return after these messages.
Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making town. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In The Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rub Draw, your recap show here at VOC Nation Worldwide. We're live. The number calling is 855-VOC Radio. That's 862-7234. We're talking about the Raw after Battleground, and I'm talking with Dean Dixon of Hell in Cell Talk Radio and Derek McDonald from In the Room here on VOC Nation. Let's see what else we had tonight. We had Jericho being attacked on the app by the Wyatt family. Last night we had Jericho come back and he got a win over the Wyatts, or not the Wyatts, but Bray Wyatt. Dean, this feud between Jericho and Bray Wyatt. You think Jericho getting the win last night was a good move or a bad move?
Initially, I thought it was a bad move. But the more you think about it, I think they're going to save the big win for Bray at SummerSlam. But at this point, I don't care much about the Wyatts. It's the same promo week after week. It's the same cell phones week after week. It's the same everything. There's nothing that they have adapted. It hasn't grown as a character. And it bores me to tears. There has been nothing that Bray Wyatt has done that has shown that he can hang with anybody there. The Cena thing hurt him so much, that Cena feud. toppled on part with Jericho coming back from however long he's been gone and getting a win. So initially, yes, I did think it hurts. Even if Bray Wyatt gets a win at SummerSlam, a big show, I don't think it's going to be as poignant as they want, because I guess some fans are still behind it. I guess most people still are, but I fell out of love with the whole Wyatt family. I just don't care anymore.
Excuse me. I'm sure the plan is for Jericho to put over Wyatt in the end, but Bray Wyatt is in desperate need of a win. I think the last program he got a win over was against Daniel Bryan, unless you count that the creepy kid crap that was in that one cage match. But, yeah, you're right about the – I agree with you about the Wyatts. Like, I enjoy the gimmick, but I feel like they're wasting it. They could be more creative with it. Like, when they first introduced them, they had, like, this compound out in the swamp or out in the woods. And it's like, why not go back there and just cut, like, some vignettes or a promo or something out there instead of doing the same old promos over and over again? Derek, how are you feeling about Jericho and Wyatt?
Similar to Dean, it hurts me to say this because I'm such a Bray Wyatt fan, but it seems like he's got kind of stagnant over the past couple months. And I think it was the Cena thing that killed him. I think when they had him feud with Daniel Bryan, they had something there. And I always thought they should have had Wyatt beat Cena at Mania and then put Wyatt into a program with Daniel Bryan for the title, even though Daniel Bryan was hurt. I thought they should have put those two guys together after Mania, and you could build up your next big face and your next big heel. And then that John Cena stuff went on and on forever, and he's become just a regular guy now. Hopefully they can rehab him some way, somehow. I don't know how. Maybe this Jericho feud takes a turn for the best and nobody sees it coming, but he kind of cuts the same promos and the same thing over and over again. So the one good thing coming from the Wyatt is Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, they've become a pretty good tag team. I don't know if it's because they're fighting the Usos every week, but their matches have been amazing. So maybe they can build off of that. But as far as the promos, it's the same thing every week.
Yeah, that Usos-Wyatt's match from last night, that was the best thing on the pay-per-view. There wasn't a whole lot else besides that match that was worth watching. Let's see what else we had. We had Paige turn on AJ again. So they spent a few weeks as friends/enemies, but now they're back to being enemies again. So I guess we'll have Paige versus AJ at SummerSlam. Derek, any thoughts? Or not Derek, but Dean, do you have any thoughts about this feud?
Yes. I am a big Paige fan. And previous to AJ's hiatus, I was a huge AJ fan. I think there's a lot more potential for Paige as a heel. I was happy to see that it finally went that way. She showed the intensity that she showed back at NXT. And it's really just a good move for her to show that intensity, to show the aggressiveness that she wants this title. Because that was one thing about Paige that I liked during her run with the Divas title was she would always, after a match, run over, grab that title, and clutch it like it was the most important thing in the world. She made that title important. And then, as soon as AJ comes back, she wins the title, which kind of negated all that. But now, I think you're going to see a little bit more of what makes Paige tick. And that's only a good thing for the Divas division. If you noticed in that tag match. Now it was only a 3-minute TV match, but they had the four best workers on the roster in that tag match. And the division, if you build around those four that were in that tag match, could be such a great thing. It really harkens back to a time where you had Stratus and you had Lita and you had Victoria, you had Molly Holly. You can have that again with the supporting cast that they have now. So it's only a good thing. And that I was most excited, besides Brock Lesnar, I was most excited about the Paige heel turn tonight. Those were my top two moments, Brock and then Paige. So that's how I felt about it.
Jerick, how about you? How do you feel about AJ versus Paige again?
I think if given the right time, they can have a great match in the ring. Dean said it best. The four women they had in the ring, probably the four best women they have on the roster. I especially love Emma. You know, she has this stupid dancing gimmick. I think if you build around these four women, Naomi isn't that bad. She's super athletic, but she just hasn't put it together in the ring yet. Ric Flair's daughter is for her to be wrestling only a couple of months, she's pretty damn good. And I think in another year, I think she'll be on the roster, and that'll be another, you know, decent wrestler to have. I think turning Paige Hill is probably the best thing they can do for her. And if they eventually want to put the belt on Paige, I think she could have great matches with AJ. Her and Emma had great matches in NXT, and I think Natalya can pretty much have a great match with anybody, any woman who can chew bubblegum and run the ropes. So they have something there. I hope they realize it. If they build it up, build up AJ, build up Paige, make it mean something. Like Dean said, you can go back to the days of Molly and Victoria and Jazz and Trish. Even Ivory had good matches back then. They can build the Divas up if they start to care about this one.
Yeah, that NXT match with Natalya and Charlotte was really good. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. Whenever they call up Charlotte, maybe they'll put more emphasis on these matches, let them have some time instead of just buffer matches in between big matches on pay-per-views. So just hopefully they'll let them show what they've got. There was something else on the show that I wanted to bring up that was kind of just came out of nowhere. We had Ryback versus Big E and Kofi. Ryback wins, and then out of nowhere, Xavier Woods shows up, and he's got the Malcolm X glasses on, and he starts talking to Big E and Kofi how they need to stop asking permission or something like that. Dean, is this the return of the Nation of Domination?
I certainly hope not, but it looks that way. I think they're trying to find lightning in a bottle again. The unfortunate thing is, though, the Nation of Domination worked because of a certain person named The Rock. Before The Rock took off, the Nation of Domination was just another faction, didn't mean much. Now, in hindsight, it might look a little different to some people. You'll say it was a great faction. But the trouble was, before The Rock really broke out inside the Nation of Domination, it was just another faction. And that's all this is going to be, because I've often said I think Kofi has a lot more potential than being a secondary champion. I think he could be a world champion under the right circumstances. I don't think this is the right circumstances. I just feel that this is going to be something that years from now you're going to look back on and say this is something that really stalled Kofi Kingston's career. It's going to stall Big E's career. Xavier Woods, it finally gives him something to do, but at the expense of someone I feel is exciting, and that's Kofi Kingston. And Big E, well, they tried giving him the Intercontinental title, and that didn't work too well for him. So I guess they're going to try this, and he'll be the muscle of this new Nation of Domination in a way, whatever they're going to call it. I don't like it. I don't like when they use racially charged gimmicks like this. I don't like Rusev. I don't like when you put a group together, because back in the early Attitude Era, you had the Barriquas, you had the Bikers, you had all this nonsense, and I just don't want to see it get that cliched and that comic-y again, where you have all these different groups. It just doesn't gel well with me. I don't enjoy those type of gimmicks.
Hey, Derek, what are your thoughts on this with Xavier Woods, Big E, and Kofi?
Came out of nowhere. I mean, I didn't see this coming. And I've been having this argument with Brady for years now, where I told him Kofi Kingston is not a great wrestler, but he's pretty damn good. It's just that he's been stuck with that, I don't even know what to call the gimmick, but he's just been stuck in a rut, and there's never been any character development. And I always felt if he could get a character that he could really stick to, he could be something. He might not be a multiple-time world champion, but he could mean so much more than what he means now. And I think the same thing for Big E. He's a big guy. He's athletic. You know, having him come out and wave the American flag was kind of stupid to me. And Xavier Woods can go, too, from, you know, the stuff you can tell from his TNA stuff. I kind of hate when they do the race thing. Like Dean said, it's almost like they figured here's three guys and don't know what to do with them. Let's put them together. Let's turn it into a semi-race, racial thing. But they're really not going to go the whole way because it's PG and they don't want to run anybody off. I just wish Kofi got a fair share. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe this turns into something great. I don't know. But just from the look of it, it looks kind of suspect. But at least Kofi hopefully is going to get a chance to evolve his character. And the same thing with Woods and the same thing for Biggie. Because I think all three of these guys can contribute more than they have if given a chance.
I mean, it's not like I have high hopes for the group or anything, but I'm just happy that they're giving something for these guys to do, because it seems like for the longest time, Kofi has just been a guy they just throw out for matches here and there, and he never really had a storyline or anything going on. So, like you guys said, it's not like I have high hopes for this, but I'm just glad they got something to do now. So, but it's midnight now, and that's pretty much Raw. Like I said, the big news coming out is that we have the match for SummerSlam, the main event. We got Cena and Brock Lesnar, and that's about it for Raw tonight. And Dean, do you have any plugs for us?
Yeah, you can check out HIC Talk Radio at hictalkradio.com. All the shows are archived there. Make sure you check out Smart Mark Video, too, for On Point Wrestling. That is a promotion I commentate for. The last show was on Saturday. Matt Tremont took on Balls Mahoney, ECW original Balls Mahoney. Great match, fun match. Also, a match to keep your eye on is Joey Janela taking on Oz Tyler. That was a phenomenal match. And you might be going, I don't know who they are, but you'll know who they are if you check out that match. It should be available in Smart Mark Video within a month. So just check that out if you have the time. Check me out also on examiner.com. Just search for Dean Dixon. I am the Philadelphia Pro Wrestling Examiner. It's a very prestigious title to hold. So check me out also at Folsom County on Twitter and HIC Talk Radio on Twitter.
Thanks. Jared, do you have any plugs for us?
I'm just on on VOC Nation right here on In the Room, 9:30 every Tuesday. Me, Brady, Ray, and whoever else decided to show up to the show that week. We have nothing to discuss this week. We might be discussing the demise of TNA. Brady seems to think that they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it, so that should be a good debate. And in the coming weeks, maybe in a month or so, I'm going to try to put together a UFC show somewhere on the VOC Nation. I have to find the time, and also have to find somebody to co-host with. But so look out for that too. But I'm going to be on In the Room tomorrow at 9:30 on VOCNation.com.
Thanks, and that pretty much wraps up Rub Draw for this week. We'll see you next week. Bye.